Okay. Let's go. Okay. Yeah. Let's go. This is very complicated, very confusing, because he says, "V'ein roi limnois kol chelik v'chelik." I think we finished basically the four types of karbonos, and we're basically up to the next step. "V'ein roi limnois kol chelik v'chelik v'chelke hamalacha or michelke hamaisa, whatever you're going to call it, b'mitzvah." Of a mitzvah, ela im shom. What do you have there?
Hayusham.
Hayusham. No, because this is probably the original text from them. Im hayusham, hayusham. No, this is what he called. This is what I have here. Is Rav Chaim Heller. Im shom hayusham tzivuyin kolim mina kabonus kulam. Lo yisyachdu b'min zulas min mehem. She'oz lo yishim nekol tzivui mehem l'mitzvahs b'pnei atzmoy. L'fi she'eno oz chelik b'chelki ha'malocha kol b'mesuyim v'zeh k'mo. Okay, now I have to understand what this is, and I want to tell you two possibilities, okay? And we'll go into them. And then he has four cases. His hero mehakriv ba'amum. Okay. Oh, these are the ones that are called kabonim. Ba'amum. Oh, tziv sochiye tomim. That's the asay in the leisaseh about mum and tomim. V'tziv sochiye bilti mechusa zman. V'hu amroi umiyoyim hashmini v'holo yeirotze. There's only an asay, there's no asay mechusa. There's no lois hasem uchuses man. Okay. V'tzim so shiim loich kol korban. V'omu al kol korban t'chachamel. V'zu me'ash bisoy. Ki omu v'lei sashbis. V'tzim so lechol ma'ash yochum imenu. She kol, and he doesn't say where the tzivui is exactly. And he should call echol me'elu a tzivuyim in mitzvah v'ne'atzvah ki'heim. Ein me'hem gam echod. Mechelik Melechis HaKorban Miyuchad Avo Tzivui and Koil and Kol Korban Kmo Shidivai Bim Noisa Isa. Okay, so this is a very complicated thing, because you have to work out what actually he's saying, you have to try to make sense of it, and you have to see how it fits into the four different cases that he has. Okay? The question is, what's the scoop over here? Okay. If you remember, we didn't understand really why you need all the mini korbanos. Because l'cheira, if it doesn't fit into a teiras of one, or it's more than one, so where are you going to put it? Okay? That's what we're wondering about. So what's the problem? It could be a chelik. You know, either it's a chelik of the teiras, or it's a separate mitzvah, you know. And we had issues of whether, for example, mum. The question is, what's all the korbanos? Is it all the four types of korbanos? Okay. Does it include eifes? Because the Rambam Nakdama Tzvachim includes eifes under the four categories. Even though you have no clue over here in the Sheirish where he's including eifes. Correct? But Mishneh Torah clearly includes eifes, because he puts chatas eif at the end of the mitzvah, the in Mishneh Torah, in Ma'aseh Karbonos at the end of Chatos, and he puts Oilos Oif at the end of Oilos. So when you ask about Mum, there's no Mum in Oifus. So what are we talking about? Are we including Menachos? So that's what we're talking about. Mechusas Man, you know, doesn't apply. What are we told? You know, what's going on? And on the other hand, you have a mitzvah called Achilas. Achilas Kochim. And you have a separate mitzvah called Achilas Menoches. Look at Peches and Peites. In Minyan HaMitzvah, in the Aseh. Peches is Achilas Menoches. And Peites is Achilas Kochim. So the question is, you know, how serious is it and how important is it that it's all Korbanos? And what are all Korbanos? All Korbanos, all the behemoths, all the Eifers, and all the Kluz Menoches. Because on the other hand, you would assume the Korbanos assumes everything, but he's going to have a separate discussion about Menoches later. So more Korbanos doesn't include Menoches. Okay? So that's what we're up against. Okay? So we go through each one of them, but the question is, you can talk about, in terms of Miyom HaShmini V'Hol or Lo Yirotzeh, okay? So the Rambam, strangely, Nisui Yizbeach, compares Teirim B'nei Yoina, that it's before, that it's Teirim, he compares it to Mechus HaZman. So is that serious? Is that important over here? Okay. Mumim, there are no mumim in Oifers, but the question is, when the Oif is Mechusa Eva, is it like a Baal Mum? Is it not like a Baal Mum? The question is, are you going to try to get this in what's happening? Okay. That's one way of doing it, and there's a lot of work that you have to do, okay? And I can discuss and go through each one if you want. And another way which occurred to me is maybe this all Korbanos is not serious, okay? The problem becomes, you see, if the Torah mentions it, in the Teres Chatos, the Teres Oilo, the default option should be that it's part of Chatos and part of Oilo. Okay? So then you ask yourself, if it's mentioned in Chatos and Oshem and Oilo, you know, where exactly, if it's mentioned in all of them, so maybe you should start thinking that maybe it's mentioned in all of them, it's not really part of Teres of anything. But if the Etzem Mitzvah is not mentioned in Teiras, so then you have no problem that it's a separate mitzvah.
Why doesn't he say that?
I understand. The question is, that would have been, see, I asked myself if I would have been, see, I started like that, and that, L'Chayre, is, if he's really trying to set up the chelik of this maisa, so if it's not b'chlal a chelik of this maisa, so the question is, could you imagine Mechus HaZman being a chelik of Chatos, a chelik of Oshem? What does that have to do? See, do you need this Nogei B'chol HaKorbanos? Or, okay, because there's a separate parasha of Mechus HaZman. Correct? And we'll see it, it's a separate parasha of Mechus HaZman. It was never mentioned in the Teres of anything. So you assume it's part of a Teres, and it's not, because the Rambam says that in the Teiras, it's Bireches HaMaisa. It's Chelke HaMitzvahs, because the Teirah, in the Teiras, is telling you what the Mitzvah is all about. But if the Teirah tells you something in the middle of nowhere, which has nothing at all to do with the Teiras, any particular Korban, so shouldn't the default option be to assume a priori that it's a separate Mitzvah? Without any frills.
You're saying he made something easy difficult.
I'm not sure if he actually means it, or he might mean it for something which is actually mentioned in the parasha of the Teiras, which actually applies to Kol HaKorbanos. Okay? In that case, okay, happens to be two cases which I found, okay? I started going through Chumash today and playing around this one, how it works. I mean, I just thought that there are two logical ways of doing this, okay? And I thought if I did it only one way, I'm missing the boat, okay? So what I came up with, okay, the lav of mum is something that mentioned the teres of anything, okay? Okay? Mechus zman is not mentioned the teres of anything, okay? Achilles kochim is found in miluyim, which is an amazing thing. The assay was referred to Kochi Shah, and the Rambam has no problem mentioning mitzvah deres. Okay? But it is what it is. So I would have told you that all those that are not fundamentally have anything to do with the teres, so if you can't put in the teres, it should be a separate mitzvah. You have to put in the category of chelke mechelke mitzvah, or you make it a separate. A tzivui in the Torah has to be a mitzvah. So you have to find an address for it. Either it's chelke mechelke mitzvah, or it's not. If it's not, it's a separate mitzvah. Okay? So all I thought is that if something which applies to all the four korbanos, which you have a problem with teres this and teres that, so the question is, you put a teres of everything, or the fact that it applies to all of them, so then you begin to ask, you know, what to do, and that's what you need the screw for. That's what I was wondering about. So what I found is, there are two cases, then there are problems, okay? Tomim, if you look in every single korban of the four, the Torah talks about Tomim.
And then,
it says Tomim. It talks about Oila Tomim. Look at the Chitav of Tomim. And it talks about Oila in Boko and in Tsoin. And it talks about Koy Moshiach in Chatos and in Chatos Nosi. And it talks about Asher Milos. And you found in Shlomim in the Parsha. So your mamish have it in all the four. However, there's a separate here. There's a separate pasuk in the Torah, in the Parsha of Mum, that Tom Tiyeh Lachem, that Korbanos require Tom, completely independent of the Parsha. So I would tell you that's the assay. And also, maybe you don't need it, or maybe you can start thinking about it because it mentions Tom all over. Okay? Okay? And you have the issue of Tomim also, and the Gemara discusses it, and you could have applied it to Menachos also, because the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs also talks them in the Asay of Tomim, he talks about it by Menachos, and the Gemara talks about Menachos. It is an issue of Bumum and Menachos. Okay, so you know, you have room to move here and there, but there's a separate Asay, and it applies to all Kabbalah, so you're okay then. Okay? And if you're Ochlos and Meshkuba, then you're also okay. Correct? The problem becomes in our Kol Korban Chatak of Melech, but it's a very interesting problem. Because where does the Torah say our Kol Korban Chatak of Melech? In the middle of the Torah's Menachos. So then it becomes very confusing. On one hand, it says our Kol Korban Chatak of Melech, and Lo Sashpis Bris Melech Me'al Korbanecho. On the other hand, it's the rule of Teres Menachos. So then you have the rule of thumb. If it's something which applies to all Korbanos, then you shouldn't say that they do Teras, and it's a separate mitzvah, and Shalom Yisrael. And that's something which is mistapir. Which if I would have asked you, you would have said, yes, that's the proper approach.
You don't need this whole svar.
No, you do need it. You need it to swallow. You need to swallow. See, the problem is, the Rambam is overplaying his new theory that it applies to all Korbanos. If it's needed in a case where that mitzvah is in the teras, so the only issue is maybe Tomim, you have to ask yourself, and also in terms of our Kol Korban Chatak HaMelech and the Lav, okay? But he mentions it by more. But those, then you have to ask yourself what you would have done had you not had this principle. That's what bothers me. He seems to be going towards the first approach, which I mentioned, okay? That it's really serious, you need all korbanos. But you don't even know what you're talking about. That's the problem. And you don't know what kol korbanos are. That's where I'm standing, okay? And I can go through the discussion, you see. That's what I'm just nervous about. I'm not sure if we should come to conclusion that it's really one of these two, or play both of them out, okay? So at the moment, okay, I did play both of them out. I did play both of them out. I'm just wondering, since I'm not sure, you know, you see, last week I left it that I was talking about an option that it has to be for some reason in all korbanos, okay? So I said I don't understand the svara, okay? Because the chayyur is either chelik or it's an all korbanos, one or two. But now I'm even more disturbed about the issue, because if you can't fit in the teres korbanos, it has to be a mitzvah. So what do you need a svara for? It should be a separate mitzvah. Okay? That's my problem here. Okay? Now, I want to just point out to you, and we're going to deal with this later, okay? Let's just do with each thing by itself, okay? It's clear, first of all, that it's the Pasha of Mincha, that it's Al Korban Chotak of Melech. Because look at the Minyan HaKotzer, what is the Mitzvah of Mincha? We see Tak of Mincha, that's where the Pashas are. So that's very clear. That's very clear. So there's nothing to talk about, correct? Okay. So in that Pasha, it says Al Korban Chotak of Melech. But it doesn't say that minchas latimlach. It talks about minchas. It talks about melicha by menoches. And in fact, and we'll talk about this later. If you look later in the Teres HaMincha, one of the cases, the chelke mitzvah, is melicha. So comes that amazing thing.
It's the paradigm for everything else.
Yeah, it does this. So Biskurov says, okay. See, I'm not sure now it's necessary. Biskurov says, and Bli Neder will deal with it when we get to the place over there, that there's a separate din, Melicha in Melech, of and beyond the din Melicha by Menoches. Okay? So therefore it could be Chalkei HaMitzvah also. And then L'chaira is Mesabeh, okay? So, okay, and he says that Melichim Menoches Likuva. It's a new Aloch, and he has Rayas, whatever it is. See, I'm just wondering, if you assume Al Kol Korban Chotak of Melech doesn't include Mincha, then it's not a repeat. There are two things going on in the parasha. There are two things going on in the parasha. There's one thing, just an aside, the Torah mentions that this din applies to all korbanos, and that's a separate mitzvah. And then there's a din of chelke mitzvah menoches. Okay? Biskurov assumes that our korbanos applies to all korbanos. And I assume also Menoches. Okay. So then you have a problem. So what does Ram call Chalke Mitzvah by Mincha? So he's Machadish is a separate din, Melicha by Mincha and Shalom HaYisrael. Okay? But we know ourselves anyway that he's ready to say that all Korbanos don't include Mincha because he has a separate, he has an assay of Achila by Korbanos. And a separate assay of achila by Menoches. I want to show you something. Open up the Peches. Just to give you an idea of what's happening over here. You read it out loud? And you notice, you see, I'll tell you something, which I'm confused about, but I don't know if I have to have the answer, okay? You'll notice that before you go to Peches, go to Samach Aleph, Samach Beis, Samach Aleph, Samach Beis, and Samach Gimel. Okay, you say, what's Samach Gimel in the essays?
Maisa Kerbon.
Maisa what? Kerbon Oil. That's right. Samach Gimel is Oilo. Samach Dalet is Chatos. Samach Hey is Oshom. Samach Vov is Shlomim. And Samach Zayin is Menachos. Correct? Okay, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So that started, what? What was that? What was the first one? Samach what?
Samach Gimel.
Samach Gimel. What's Samach? Samach? Samach Aleph and Samach Beis? What? Mechus is man? All the four that apply to all Kabbalists that are not part of the Teras. But only three of the four.
Tamim? Melech.
Melech, okay. He counts, isn't that interesting? He counts all three of them there. So he's saying, these are the ones that apply to all Kabbalists, not the Teras. And these are the Teras, okay. Then he sticks in the middle of nowhere, Achila. And Achila by Menachos and Peches before he talks about the Achila in all Korbanos, which is Peites. Okay? Now, both Peches and Peites, at this point, just an organizational thing. It's clear that he has a reason for it because it's so out of character that to put three out of four and all of a sudden this one in the middle of nowhere. Okay? Okay. Now, correct? Is that a reasonable observation? Okay, now I'm going on. One second. Now next. One second. Now we're getting Peches, okay? He starts with Peches. What's Peches? What does he say? You want me to read it? Whatever you like. Matzos. Okay, good. Now, let me ask you a question. He quotes the Pasuk in Parshat Tzav, from the Seris Mimenu, right? It's talking about when you mark of the Kemetz, the Shiraim, Anecha l'Kohanim, correct? Now, a priori, shouldn't you have assumed that this is part of Teres HaMincha? Because it's in the Parshat Tzav, it's in the Parsha of Menachos, correct? So this is real chiddush. Here, lechera, what he's doing is doing the exact opposite. You know, he's violating the sheirish, correct?
Totally.
Okay. He takes care of it. To continue, I want to just show you what happened over. Now read. What does he do? What's it? Something happened. What's it? Give me that. I need this. What's it? No, you left out one line, which is the important line. V'loshen sifra, otatamatiki hashmua said that it's a mitzvah and compared it to chalit and yivom yod. Oh, that's what he's doing. Look, v'loshen sifra, because without that he can't get started. And the Matiki HaShmua, if there's a Kabbalah, they have the right to violate the Shloshim and make it into a mitzvah. It's an amazing thing that happened over here. That's
answer the first question?
Okay, we'll see. One second. You get back to it. Just before you're ready to do it. You see that? I think it's Mamash Otos Nepshat. That's what he needs Sifro. V'losh is Sifro. Matzah Teochel. Mitzvah. Oh. Matzus teochel mitzvah. Ota the matiki ashmua said, ota tocha mitzvah. And then the matiki ashmua said, ki yoitzi boy, what? Ki yoitzi boy, yivom yobo leho mitzvah. Why it's compared to yibum? And look what he says, kleima, shachil shor amenochis, kmo bias yivomo, shihi mitzvah zasei, v'lo dobe shilishus bovad. Otot that the The Yevomu Yovoleo is not stam a heter reshus, it's a mitzvah, and the same way the Shorei Menoch is a mitzvah. But this now is offhand puts you in a situation that we're talking about. Because the chere is, the issue is that Shorei Menoch is a reshus. That's the chere what he's presenting. Shorei Menoch should have been a reshus, Yevomu should have been a reshus. And it compares Shorei Menoch to Achilles Mincha. But no! The issue is that it should have been part of the Chelkei of the, right? It should have been part the same way, maybe, Yibum, hello, Yibum Chalitza. See, I would have told you like this, that Yibum Chalitza should have been Pika, and there should have been two options that it's Yibum or Chalitza. Similarly, and it's still, we have the guy to Matik Yashmur to say that it's a mitzvah. Similarly, over here, that even though it should have been a chelik from Chalki Mincha, or to the Matik Yashmur say that it's a mitzvah.
So, are those words the words of the Sifri Keotzibo Yavam
Yavala? Yeah, I think so.
But
that's what he's saying. Klaima, that's why he explains it. What's Klaima? He's explaining his own words. He's explaining the Sifra. Oh, that's the Sifra. It's an amazing thing. And it's like other mitzvahs that are explained that there is a mitzvah, and there's a teiru of a mitzvah, and there's the mitzvahs. V'loshen ha-teiru hu, she-mitzvah zu miyuchedes b'gvorim, u'omu yis'al kol zochem b'ne'am yuchlenu. That's it. So he's apologizing, but for I would have said that this is the problem. And he seems to talk about another problem. I'm not sure what's going on here, okay? But you understand that a priori, that having a separate mitzvah of Achilles Menachas should be a violation of the Shoresh. Okay, can I continue? Next. Now Peites, okay? Now Peites is an absolutely amazing thing. Hatzivu shenitzavu hakohanim lechol bosa hakadoshim kloima hachatas v'oshem sheheim kodesh hakadoshim v'hu amu yis'ale v'yochol yisra shekupu b'hem. See here, to say a priori that it applies to all kabbonis is mad, okay? Because the mitzvah, the ochel is shekupu b'hem, is only said in chatos and oshel. And we have shechita which is in tzofon, which applies to chatos and to oshel. Okay, and to Ola, the same Shechita, and that we call a Chelik Echelke Ateras. Okay, so I would have told you that there's no Kasha, because this Parsha is in Miluyim, it's nothing to do with anything, and there's no issue of Teras over here. Okay, Beseda, that's Uncle Baba Kida. We're just getting started here. Okay. Correct? It's what? You okay? You're losing the equilibrium. You want to ask a question before I didn't even give you the chance. I'm sorry.
He drops this and doesn't say what he's doing. It's crazy.
Okay, good to say that, but no. See, the important thing, my job over here is not to give all the answers, but at least to be intellectually honest, to show you what the Rambam is trying to do, and here and there to try to poke holes to see what the issues are in his argument.
Do the Bahag's defenders point these kind of things out? Because this is a tremendous hole in his sheet.
What? Did Bahag what?
Did the Bahag defenders point this out? Like, this is a huge hole in his.
I can't tell you. I don't, you know, something. I'm so confused when I'm working through this. You know, this whole, I'm not finishing. I want to show you what he does. See, you could say, I'm going to show you, that maybe he's trying to, you see, if you take the second approach, you don't need kol hakorbanos, okay? But it's not mentioned, okay? It's not mentioned. It was mentioned separate mitzvah. Nothing to do with anything, okay? So, the ochos kupa, separate mitzvah, okay. Now, so I don't know what he wants in the sifur. Minayin shechilis kapol, the ochlois and shekupa behen, unless he's trying to tell you that minayin shechilis kachim mekapol al kol Yisrael, tamloimo, the ato, nasata lochem losi zavuin, how eda lechape aleim, ifne Hashem, okay, zakon ochlim, Yisrael miskapim. The ochlois and mashekupa behen. Okay, maybe that's trying to explain the post, I don't know. Umitnai mitzvah zu shachila zu shehi mitzvah einu elo liyom v'laylo at chatzais. I don't know why he mentioned at chatzais. It's not a tanaim mitzvah. It's a drabon. I don't know why what the chatzais comes in. The achre kein teose achila oisachat lo osham ein achila sa mitzvah elo bizman amugbo oboruhu shegam mitzvah zu miuchedes zichekuno. Gam, we be gam mitzvah, just like menachos, correct? Achilas shiur b'chalol. Okay, just like achilas shiur b'chalol. Good. The ain't a choyv l'noshim. What do you mean ain't a choyv l'noshim? Noshim are not allowed to eat it. Lefi shekot shekotchi mashir bohem nema posik zeh ain't a noshim ochim noisa. Okay. Avol shara kadoshim. Now, okay. Until this point, you know, okay. Now, we're introducing other kachim, okay? Avol shah hakadoshim, kloima kachim kalim, hari elu ne'echolim, l'shnei yom v'lai le'echol. Chutz mitoyda ve'el nozir, sheheim laila l'yoyim v'laila, at chatzais. Afal pi sheheim kachim kalim. V'gam anoshim o'echlis kachim kalim, elu. Okay? So until this point, we have no clue why it starts going to a discussion about this man and this man, his one has this man, because the whole discussion is really only about kochim kochim. And there's Tita just like he's a complete diversion. Then he says a line now. Okay, let's continue. This is a very important line. And he says, V'gam achilosom, V'gam achilosom, Nigreres le mitzvah. He has a new term. Nigreres le mitzvah. A new Arabic term, okay? Nigreres le mitzvah. Okay, I'm just going to not get Spain from the Arabic, but it's a new term, okay? And we'll talk about it with that, okay? Nigreres le mitzvah. V'chein gam ha-tchumo achiloso nigreres le mitzvah. So tchumo is a mitzvah achilo, and it's nigreres. And kochim kalim. Correct? Continue. Elo she'ein achilos kochim kalim utrumo kmo achilos bosa chatas v'yoshom. Lefish achilos bosa chatas v'yoshom nishlemis bo kapolo hamiskapet kmo shebi'anu. So you can talk about the pasuk, the ochlu isama shekupa b'hem. Okay. See, even the Torah, you could say ochlu is. You could have said ochlu isama shekupa b'hem is just a sipur dvorim. You could say it's a tzivui of a l'shah because it's part of miluyim, and he's making it tzivui l'deiris. But the pasuk says ashekupa b'hem, so it's only chatas and oshem. The way he presents it at the beginning of the shorish. Okay. Yeah, even though I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Miluyim were only Chatas, it wasn't Osham, but for some reason it's double portion that you could have any Achila which is Machapa. And Osham was also Machapa. That's what it seems. Okay?
So it means that in the Miluyim, the Kohanim were the ones who were getting Kapoor, but in the regular Chatas,
I don't know what I know. It could be anyone also. It could be the same thing there also. It's probably so. I assume. It could be yes. Check it out. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not getting involved in that, but that's it's very clear over here, you know, if what you say is correct, you have the Sifra, it makes a lot more sense that he's quoting the Sifra. Whatever he's quoting the Sifra, whatever it is, Lamaisa Lederis, it applies to Christ. Say that. Okay? Elishain Achilles Kochim Kal Mutrumo, Kmo Achilles Bosachat is Lashem. Lefish Achilles Bosachat is Lashem, Nishlemish Bokapos Miskapa, Kmo Shibialno, Ubehen Nemo Hatsibui Alachilo, or the Tsibui. And the kapor of Bnei Yisrael go hand in hand. Mashaloi nemo loy bekochim kalim, v'loy b'shlomim, v'loy b'tumo. There's no kapor at achilas kochim kalim. There's no kapor in tumo. Okay, let's assume for a moment that he's talking about achilas kohanim even by kochim kalim. But it's not achil that has kapor. It's like chazav v'shoik. Or a tumus lachmei teda, wherever. Okay, we'll see. Ubohen nemo atziv shalachim. Okay. Ma sheloi nemo lo bekochin kal lo betruma. Ulefichachem nigrorim achreim. So the ulefichachem nigrorim, or the fikach is the best you could say is nigrorim achreim, because it couldn't be the mitzvah itself, because you can't say ve'ochlos hashikum ubohen. Correct? Lefikach Chochel is not an explanation of why it isn't a mitzvah, but the Lefikach is that the maximum it could be is Negrorim. Correct? V'oichlom osa mitzvah. Negrorim osa mitzvah. I don't know what osa mitzvah is, a new term. I don't know, Kim, it's different than Kim, it's osa mitzvah. Now listen to what he does. We're not finished yet. It's only the beginning. There's another few lines that just, you know, make it even more interesting. Okay? Now, look at this now. So the question is, how do you know this? Without some type of matikya shmur to tell you this, why would you assume a priori that achilas kochim kalim and truma is nigreis la mitzvah from yochos shakup behen before there's no kapor? Correct? Losh Sifro, Avoidis Maton Etenis Kunaschem, Laseis Achilas Kochim, Bigvulim, Kavoidis Mikdosh, Vavoidis Mikdosh, Bimikdosh. It means Achilas. No, talking about the Parshat Truma. Ma Avoidas Mikdosh, Bimikdosh, Mikadish Yodov. V'yachakach oived af achilas kochim af achilas kochim that the kochim betrumo mekadesh yodav v'yachakach oichel ukvar nizboi dini mitzvah zu v'kam mekoyim ez mizvochim. The second part of this sifra is certainly drabonim. Netilus yodayim betrumo is only drabonim. So the Rambam does an amazing. You have to understand, I just want to tell you how weak this is, okay? The Rambam uses the fact that it calls Avodas Matana on Truma and calls it Avoda, it there must be a kium of Nigreus of Ochel Hashem, Ochel is Meshkupu Behem, which is a fine stretch of the imagination, but you can imagine it. For Ochel, you know, there's no connection in this Sifra between Achilas Truma and V'ochlas Hashikupu Behem. It's only just telling you that it's like Aveda. So the Ram says that even though the discussion about Kiddush Yodayim V'aglayim or the Tilas Yodayim before the Achilas Truma is only, you know, only the Rabbonim, it's not serious, but the Etzim comparison is a Deraisa, and we can derive from that there's a mitzvah of Achilas. And it's Negreres, so where could it be? We have to find an address. So where could it be? And the Rambam decided that's V'ochlos of a Kupu Behem. And then the Rambam says, it's only Kohanim. If, and I think in Mishnah Torah it's very clear that it's that, okay? So he says like this, if there's Avodas Matana in Truma, which is Kochei Gvul, So kal v'chaymer, the same thing should be true by kochim kalim from chazav v'shoik and v'kike and the trumas lachmei teda. So he has no proof, you see, about kochim kalim, and he quotes kochim kalim. He starts and then he throws in truma. And he says both together in the ground of Israel. The only proof that he has is only by Truma. Okay. Therefore, that since we have this strange thing that is the Gerus the Mitzvah, and the Mitzvah applies to Shlomim, then, and to Teda, even doesn't apply to Oila. But Oila, you can say, doesn't have to apply because there's no Achila anyway. So you know, that's not a problem, okay? And it might apply. Why not? Even the Dreisa might apply to Chatas Oif. Okay. So even though it doesn't apply to Menachos, it's called Kochim. So the question is, can we say it's called Kochim for the Shtikl Torah from the Gerus Acha Mitzvah? And what happens is, Rabbi Yisai, that this Negeres is very different from the Michlal that the Rambam has. So we said, for example, that because the Rambam says that you apply Mechlal for Tuchasha Ba'almu. Remember, he applied it from, even though it's a Dreisa Dika Drasha, from Loises Gaida Du Agudas Agudas in Memhei, Loises Memhei, or by V'samachta V'chagecha, that he has the other types of Simcha, not Bosa Kochim. So you have to know what you're dealing with. So he's Mechadish, and Igreges Acha Mitzvah is enough to make it in Chol HaKochim, and that's what he has. So the question is, what happened over here? Is it important Chol HaKobonis, or maybe it's not important Mechal? Okay. Now I can go on and go through each one of them and explain to you the nuances of the arguments, but I think that important for us is to understand that there are two different approaches, and you know, the question, what's the Rambam talking about here? Okay. So let's go further. Okay, now, here, I made a new paragraph, okay? In Rav Chaim Heller, it's Vuhu Mavur. But I think in Kapach, it's Bol, Bain or something like that, right? Or Bainhau. I'm sorry. Doesn't it say? After you finish this whole discussion, we went through, if you want to go through each one, I went through each one anyway. He says, "Avot tzibuyim kolim kol korban kvoshin ivaye b'mnoisayisam." He's going to explain them, right? Kiheim emehem echot chelik kiheim. Look what he does. See, let me even go back before I go to this. Shekol echot me'elu atzibuyim he mitzvah ne'atzmo kiheim emehem gam echot mechelik me'melechus korban miyuchad. So he's saying two statements. The question is, which is the important statement? She'ein b'hem gam echod chelik m'melechus kol miyuchod. It's not b'chal v'teras at all. Or avo tzivuyim kol korban. What's the important thing over here? You see, the first, now if you look at carefully, isn't there two arguments going on? This is basically what I was doing. These are the two arguments, no? Ki heim emehem gam echod mechelek chelek memeleches kol miyuchod. It's not. None of them are, okay? Because you can say the tomim, they're just the Torah is talking about tomim. It's not the mitzaseh of tomim. Mitzaseh of tomim is seven parasha. And maybe melicha by mincha is melicha by mincha in the parasha. But the discussion of melicha, it's nothing to do with the teras of anything. So any one of these is not part of the teras. So therefore it's a separate mitzvah. But then he goes into overkill. So which one is it? Correct? There are two different arguments here, correct? Am I missing it? Ki heim eimehem echot chilek mimaleches korba miyuchad. Okay. Aval tzivuyin kolin kol korban. So what's the important thing? Okay. Now let's go to the next line. Okay. Are we okay? Can I go ahead? Sorry, I'm just, you know, some of you look like you a little bit, you know, you lost the equilibrium. But, you know, I don't think I presented something that's not here. Now, v'humavur, what's the translation? Bol, right? Yeah. Bol, who I think what's happening is a new statement. Okay? That's why I made a new paragraph over here.
You did, too.
Okay, good. Okay. Ki heyois hakoyin lokeach mashiyesh lo lokachas hu chelek mechelke ha-mitzvah kumo shezochanu bi-oho olo. Correct? V'chein gam kein reishis ha-gez klal ha-mitzvah hi klal ha-mitzvah. What's klal ha-mitzvah? What do you have there? Klal ha-mitzvah? But klal ha-mitzvah means the conglomerate. You're talking about the two parts and the conglomerate. What is it? What is it? Klal ha-mitzvah hi shenoitzi reishis ha-gez v'nesnuhu l'koyim hafrosha and nesina. Okay? So the two parts are not two separate mitzvahs, but they're one mitzvah. The same way, okay, the chelik of the kohen, the netzina lekohen, is not in the olah, the olah olah, is not a separate mitzvah. Marataris olah, in the reish hagez, the afrosh and the sina is also one mitzvah. It's not a separate thing, okay? We'll see about the problems of this, okay? I just want to read the words, correct? Ukimoi, ukimochein, maiserishon, unisanuhu, nisanuhu lelevi, nisanuhu lelevi, the hafrosha, he didn't talk, oh, ukimochein, chenoitzi maiserishon, vinasanuhu lelevi, the hafrosha, and the nisina, are not two separate mitzvahs, but it's one, correct? Ukvato b'ze at shemonu matnes kuhuna ho arbo v'esrim matonois v'arbo v'esrim mitzvahs. Okay. I did not find in the Bahag, at least, I found some of them, but there should have been in the Choftal matnes kuhuna should be 24 mitzvahs, minyan mitzvahs. I did not find it. Okay, that's just an aside. We can go over, we'll see. I just want to read, just to give you just a clear picture of what we're talking about, and we'll move ahead, okay?
How many would the Rambam count from 24?
What?
How many does the Rambam count from the 24? It's not all one, is it?
What? He doesn't count any of them.
He doesn't count any of them.
As separate things, they're part of whatever it is. Okay, correct? See, look at this. You see, you have to look at the next words. Achar menoisom ksatz amitzos she'isen amatonis chelik mehen. You cannot count at the same time the matnas kuhuna shebo if it's only a chelik of another mitzvah and count that mitzvah and count this. His argument is the doubling, the same way he had, how do you, the argument about parshas, if you remember, right? You can't count the parsha, or you can't count this, you can't count that. It's the double, the lack of any order or any organization. You can't count, right? The overarching mitzvah, together with a chelik shebo. Okay? So you understand yourself that the chelik over here doesn't have to be a maisa, doesn't have to be anything. Mm-hmm. It's just any mitzvah that has parts to it. Correct? We have to know what the difference between these parts and the parts in the other Shua Shema, but it's not unless you're talking about there's a seder, there's a maisa, there's a hafgosha, and there's a nesina. There's two parts, okay? The seder, we'll see. Okay? The same way he compares it to chalitza, there's two parts to it, okay? Okay, now. Kmo shebialnu bi'oho ola v'chaza v'shoik mishlamim. Chaza v'shoik mishlamim is also a matanis kuma. Okay?
It's a circular logic.
Is it a separate mitzvah? It's part of the Teres HaShlamim. So he uses this not only as a way, we'll see later, to make the four mitzvahs into the four categories, okay? But he uses this also to deal with Chavdalet Matnas Kuna. And he introduces this here now, okay, even before he discusses Menachos. Okay? The Teres HaMenot Mincha, correct? Correct? So that might give you a clue that Kol Kavanos might not include Mincha, as it doesn't in the Akdama, okay? But it's also because the proof over here rests on the Oho Oilo and the Chaz of the Sheikh Shoshlamim. So he's talking about the Matnas Kuna Shebo. Okay? Correct? Now, one second. Okay. What the hell? What the hell is it? See, be cool. Okay, we say. Okay. 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 Yeah. I just wanted to show you something. Esnei al-Matonis nitl l'kohanim. Just reading the Ram just to get the list. In Perek Aleph, Bikuri, Malach Aleph, Gimel, and Dalet. For Kulim, Mefurash, and Bateri. So if Mefurash, and Bateri could have been a Minyan HaMitzvah, correct? Shemon, and Matnes, Matonis, Mehem, Ein Oichlin, Oisa, Makohanim, and Mikdash. Okay. Now, the mikdash, my hina shmona, she nechal the mikdash, bosa chatos, echot, chatos oif, via chatos behemo, u bosa osho, bein tolui, bein vada, u vichin zivche, shalme tzibo, u moisa oime, vishoam en ochais. Okay. Olech, the Sherman office, okay? But this has nothing to do with anything, okay? They're two different issues. You shouldn't confuse it, okay? The Sherman office over here, it counts a mitzvah, doesn't it? But they're two different Sherman office. The Sherman office, the Tzchias Kohen, as Ki'ilu, he's a Bailim for the Shulchan Gavoya, that it's a matana for him for achila, and the maisa achila as a mitzvah are two separate issues. Okay, the discussion over here is not talking about the maisa achila. The discussion over here is the chavdala matnas kuhun, not the tzchias kohen. Okay, correct. And the tzchias kohen is not a mitzvah, even by menachos and even by chatos oshom. And, right, correct? Correct. So it's not a mitzvah. So that is what we have, okay? Correct? Correct? Let's go back. Just to understand the words, right? So, just to whet your appetite, let's get going over here. Okay, good. But there's a difference you have to understand between he's comparing the Chaz of a Sheik, right, and the Oho Oilo to the Reish Sagez and to the Levi and the Afrosha, correct? 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 But it's very different, okay? Because the Chaz of a Sheik, the Chaz of a Sheik, it's not that there's an Asina. It's Mishuchon Gavoya Kazocha. And the Oilo is a Matana from the Mishma. It's not an Asina. Over here, there's an Asina with a Tevis Hano and whatever it is, but you're talking about Lemaisa the Schias Kayim. If you told me the Schias Kayim, the Choftal Matana, it's what they get. So they get this. The question is that a mitzvah per se? So then maybe you can compare the two. Okay. Now, okay. So Boro, Ke Yoisa Kayim Lokeach, Mashiach Lokachas. So, it's an amazing thing. What's in the Sina? If I were to ask you, what's in the Sina of Reish Sages to the Kohen? I present it to her, right? That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the fact that he's Zeche in it. Because otherwise, if the fact that he's Zeche in it would not be the mitzvah, that it's not chelke mech. How can you talk about the chofta alamadnes kohuna that it's chelik mechelke a mitzvah? Why is it a chelik of the mitzvah? Okay, so then the tshuva rishonim, which the Rashba quotes, and the tshuva Rashba to one of the Friedniker about why you don't make a bocha on Sinas Matonis Lakoyein, because he may not accept it. It's not stam, because the mitzvah is not a maisa nesina. The mitzvah is nesina, which has when it's chias kain. And without chias kain, you have nothing. Okay? And that's an important thing. Okay? Now, I'm just going to start with this, and we're not going. The question is, I understand by maisa rishon with his tevel. So there's something called the Afrosha. But what does it mean by Reishis Hagez that the Ram says there's a chilek, there are two chalokim over here. Shenoitzi Reishis Hagez v'nosnuhu l'keihem. There's a Afrosha and there's a Kri Hashem. Something's going on over here. Minchas Chinuch, we'll see, is not talking about this. He just claims, you know, there's nothing going on. Question, does Ram have this in Mishneh Torah? And what is this? That's another issue which we have to deal with, okay? Okay. And that, the Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick up the Mitzvah Hashem next week, believe it or not. And that's what we have, correct?